One of Christ's last lessons before the crucifixion. We reflect on it now during this Easter season because it is a forecast that really only makes sense in the context of the resurrection. Before this, Jesus had been hinting about his leaving the disciples, and then all of a sudden he springs it on them. I'm going now to prepare a place for you. And this bombshell really gets their attention. In a flash, Thomas and Philip, they all say, "Hey, wait a minute, you're going. Where are you going? What are you going to do? To do what?" Now, to make a point, Jesus often uses Peter in the role of everyman. Now, he, as we all know, Peter is a good-hearted, impulsive, impatient, and probably sometimes a foolish man. But by contrast, Thomas, as an everyman, is a man with attitude. He's the perennial skeptic. He needs convincing. And then Philip, he's another story. He's receptive, he's helpful, and he is eager to please. So in this bordering of the dialogue, first with doubting Thomas and then with enthusiastic Philip, Jesus is framing a whole range of personalities. He's illustrating that there are going to be many dwelling places in his Father's house, and in that house there is going to be room for the Peters, for the Thomases, for the Philips. In other words, for everybody. Everyone like us, there's going to be room there for us. Now, we are not meant to be Christians, though, all from the same mould. We are, however, called to follow Christ, but not in a lockstep way and all being exactly the same. And for the same reason that this gospel is an Easter message, it's also a reading that is used a lot at funeral services. Why? Well, because it puts life and afterlife into perspective. It is life's ultimate orientation class. It tells us where we are, where we're going, and how we're going to get there. It comforts us. It inspires. And it inspires with the words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The resurrection is the payoff to this promise. Jesus is pointing the way home. He is telling us, there are tough times ahead, and boy, do we know that there are tough times going on with us now. We certainly as a family have lost people that we know, not just through the virus that we're currently having amongst us, but also friends who have died recently. So the Father is saying, don't be afraid though, trust me. The Father and I are one. Stick with me and I will stick with you. Follow me and I will take you home. Now this dialogue raises some unsettling questions. What's all this going home stuff about? Our senses tell us that right here, right now, is the only home that we know. But Jesus is telling us that this is not our home. He is saying, sure, we've got roots here, we have an address, we have family, we have friends, but we are not home. We are perhaps like passengers on an aeroplane. Our surroundings appear to be nice and stable, when in fact we're hurtling through space in a thin aluminium and plastic tube. This life is a passage, it's not a destination. The passage, you know, it might be first class, with nice fine wines and fine dining, or it may be less than an economy. It may be squalid, it may be cramped, it may be uncomfortable, and we may not even get a snack. But whatever the comforts, never mistake this passage for home. And because we're not home, Christian life this side of the grave was never meant to be in tranquility. We are in motion. We are on a faith journey. We are pilgrims. We follow the Lord. And Jesus tells us that he is the way for an obvious reason. He wants us to get up and follow him, to take up our cross, to suffer our Calvaries, to come home to the Father in our own resurrections. His way is simple. In the face of all, love God and love your neighbour. That's Christ's great commandment. It's not some sweet fridge magnet sentiment. Actively, deliberately, constantly make Christ's way your life's purpose. The way you face every obstacle and every opportunity. Make Christ's way your way home. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.